This has incredible potential. You know what I find interesting, the potential here-wise, is I always kind of thought that you take marijuana and you can break it into two categories, medical and industrial, and all the applications for industrial paper on the list goes, rope on the list goes. And I always thought it was a smaller trip to get industrial marijuana, you know, and no human consumption accomplished before medical, to be honest with you. I just always thought that was a shorter trip to make for people who were skeptical, but apparently I was wrong.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's just that stigma of what they think when they hear the word cannabis. But there is, you're correct, it's a big difference in the two of them.
You know, it's interesting because I was visiting with my portion of my family in Iowa, and we were walking to an area, a river on their property, to go fishing. And I started realizing I was walking through a field of marijuana.
Ah.
And they said, oh, yeah, this is, they used to grow marijuana, industrial hemp here for ropes for the Navy ships in World War II. And he says, we can't get rid of it. It's everywhere. And I'm like, oh, how much can I get in the trunk? And they're going, look, you don't understand.
Yeah, you may have trouble with that in some state.
Right. But that we've done this before, and we did away with it, nylon and other synthetics. But this industrial hemp, how many different applications do you imagine there are?
Oh, I think it's endless at this point. They're looking at areas for food and textiles, for personal care, looking at putting it into supplements. And industrial hemp does have something referred to as CBD, which is not psychoactive as you see with the THC in marijuana, medical marijuana, or recreational, excuse me. But the CBD is being, there's evidence that it may have some healing properties just for things like putting it on your hands for arthritis or putting it on your dog who may have arthritis. So there's quite a few uses that they know of now and probably many more that could be found once research is conducted.
And I always think about this as a conservation. I consider myself a conservationist. That the replacement for paper in itself and what we do for our forests when we use hemp in place of paper from trees.
Right. The use of, and especially growing it here, so we may have a paper mill that currently I don't believe is functioning in Kentucky, but if there was maybe a new product that wouldn't have to travel so far and could be grown locally, it could be used and paper mill could be started back up. I mean, that's just one area. But there's other fibers, and you talk about the environmental aspect of it. What some of our researchers are interested in, since we're in agricultural sciences, is like how could this be used in a crop rotation? You mentioned the corn and soybeans, but could it be used in crop rotation maybe to help reduce the weeds that are currently in the corn and soybean area, or maybe does it help have any environmental benefits, such as maybe reducing erosion? So it's not just the product, but it's also the...
And see, I find this interesting, Karen, because I just referenced Iowa, all right, because... All right, when you grow up on a farm, I think maybe we even take for granted that we stand on the shoulders of giants. How to irrigate, what's the best pesticide, how far apart's the seed rotation, how far apart's the rows, how you know, and what season do we start? And I think we may have lost an art somewhere up and down the line, a la World War II, using hemp for rope production, to where we are today, and you really are in the process of, I think, maybe rediscovering what we may have known. It's the same way. Southern Illinois used to be the Napa Valley of wines, and here we are rediscovering wine, but we can do this with marijuana as a hemp and industrial product. But I think unless you're a farmer or have had experience with it, you don't understand there's a lot. It's not just about, let's just go through seeds out in the field. I mean, we're not even talking about the DEA approval at this point. There's a science to growing it well, and getting the best production.
You are absolutely right. And that is what we're looking at. Like, what are the best practices for farmers locally to use should they decide to grow industrial hemp once all is said and done and it becomes, you know, an everyday crop. And that actually is what our role at the university is to do, is for us to try to find some of those best practices so we can share that with our farmers. And actually we've been asked by quite a few farmers, you know, like, we'd like to grow this. We don't know, as you said, like when to plant it, What are the best soil conditions? What do we need to know? So those are things that we definitely would be looking at. How do you harvest it? When do you harvest it? What equipment do we need to use? And on the other side of the coin, we've had students come to us saying, you know, this is something we would like to have knowledge about.
And stakeholders, because there has been and you've got to be watching, I think. You've got J.B. Pritzker, who's saying, legalize marijuana, we can use it for the budget. All right, but every bank in the world is like, no, we don't want your money because the federal government, you know, they're not too cool. Well, we've started to see a change, and especially the absence of Jeff Sessions in D.C., who has been adamantly against it, and we're starting to see, I think, some signals out of D.C. that this is more acceptable on the medical level. And as I said, I've always thought industrial was a shorter trip legislatively to make. But I think we're starting to see, if nothing else, a tacit approval now of growing this. Of course, you had to go out and ask the DEA if it's okay to use that. Was it a five-acre parcel?
Yes. And quite frankly, we relocated it from our first review. So we're almost complete with our second review of a piece of parcel of land. But yeah, you do have to have approval, and you are correct. All of those approval licensing may change in the near future. It's hard to say. It's hard to predict with a different government coming in.
Right, and banks and rules and the way people interpret.
And banks and rules and everything.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can't even have the seeds out back. I mean,
right.
That's illegal,
too. No, you have to have special storage. It has to be approved. The storage unit has to have a special lock. I mean, special bolt to the ground. It's not just like your corn and soybeans out in your protected shed.
Right, and the seed that's good for medical marijuana is not the seed that's good for industrial use. Two totally different strains here, but I am terminally curious about something. I'm used to wheat, corn, soybeans, right? I know what I want. I want that little nugget, right? But with hemp, you want the whole plant.
Well, yes, you're finding that there's every part of the plant has some different use. And, I mean, I've just been fascinated. I mean, I quite honestly have been learning about it myself. And so I've been reading and asking some of our faculty about it. And it does, you know, it seems like there's more and more ideas of what could be used with even more parts of the plants because it has so many diverse uses. So you're right, there's no waste.
I've got kind of a subcontext, too. Fewer family farms. And the way that this could make family farms more viable because they've got another, and it's interesting because I've got friends of mine live in Kentucky and they have what they call homecoming. And homecoming is basically the cannabis harvest because the number one cash crop in Kentucky is really, you know, illegal. It's marijuana. And they, you know, they kind of celebrate it, right? Everybody knows about it. And I think here when it comes to accepting it, and saying, look, you know, we can add this other crop in our rotation, improve our other crops by using it as a cover crop, maybe even stopping soil erosion, while at the same time having a really profitable piece of product coming off your farm. I mean, diversification means safer.
Yes, safer in many ways. For one, it's like look at the markets. What's going on right now with soybeans and corn, so it could be safer in that aspect. Also safer in the fact that if it does prove to improve your crop rotation, that is just increasing the benefits for all three of your crops if you're doing a corn, soybean, hemp rotation. And, I mean, I looked, it's estimated that the hemp market's going to continue to grow. One site that I saw says it's going to go up to $820 million.
Well,
I mean, that's fantastic. And you're right. That helps the small farmer, and that's why they're interested.